thank you for joining us tonight on the podcast. Amen. I just want to talk about tonight that with God, all things are possible. With Jesus Christ, you can do anything that you desire, that you put your mind and your spirit to. Amen. Mark 10 and 27 says, Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, glory, all things are possible with God. So I want you to realize that there is nothing too hard for God. We have to learn as believers of Jesus Christ, as believers of the cross, as believers of the Savior, amen, of us, that when we put our faith in Jesus Christ, there is nothing that God will not do for us. When we walk in full faith, my God, and deny our affections and put our full focus on Jesus the Christ, I want you to realize that when you put your full focus, your full attention on Jesus Christ, there is nothing that you face that Jesus Christ will not see you through. When you begin to pray and even focus on Jesus, my God, there will be challenges in your life that I'm telling you now that you will begin to feel the difference. You will begin to feel the glory of God over that situation when you begin to focus on Jesus Christ. Listen. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you, this here in John 11 and 40, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? Listen, you got to believe that God is able to do the impossible. And many times we see things that we are challenged with things that we see that we are dealing with or faced with, and we say, Lord, I just don't see it. I just don't believe, God, that you can do this for me, that you can give me that house, that you can give me that car, that I can have that success, that I can get that degree, that I can have that energy. Amen. You have to learn how to put your faith in God, just not for some things, but put your faith in God for everything that you deal with and that you face. Going back to Mark chapter 10, here in the word of the Lord, going back to Mark chapter 10, amen. Going back here to Mark chapter 10, amen. If you're studying with me, I want you to turn over here with me to Mark chapter 10 when Jesus said that to them, to his disciples. He said, listen, the Bible says here, as Jesus was speaking to them the parables, and he was around his disciples in 10:23, Jesus looked around and said unto his disciples, how heartless shall they have riches that enter the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? He says, for it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished at the measure of the saying among themselves, who then can be saved? Then Jesus, looking upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. All things are possible with God. Listen, he wasn't saying that he doesn't want you to be rich, but I want you to realize that God doesn't want us to be rich just on the outside, but he wants us to be rich on the inside. He wants us to be wealthy in him. He wants us to be full of him, full of his glory, full of his power, full of his spirit. And listen, with God, all things are possible through Jesus Christ when we put our faith in him. For your faith without works is dead. So once you apply your work and once you apply your faith, and my God, you start to believe in both, that God is going to put those things together. And I'm telling you, God will begin to make ways for you. God will begin to open doors for you. But you first got to get it in your mind that with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. My God. Thank you, Lord. All things with God are possible. God, I thank you now for our listeners. I thank you now that in the war room tonight, that all things are possible. Whatever they're facing, whatever they're challenged with, whatever is before them, God, you put it behind them now. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Welcome to the place where he shows his face. All worship in spirit and in truth.